Yeah, how come we can't do another pet detective?
Think it's too far gone. It's like,
What?
but do you recast Jim Carrey?
You
Can
can't.
you?
You have
Nah.
to put him like, you see, remember in
Gotta bring him back.
Frank the Tank?
Yeah.
You have to have him in a Frank the Tank way where it's like there's a new the new era pet detectives, right? They could go
Pet Sematary.
bicultural, biracial, bisexual with the crew, whatever.
You know, it's
Then
got to have one of those in there.
yeah,
Yeah.
but then you might have the kid that's a real like animal whisperer or whatever. And you know, they might have to go to Jim Carrey for some tips, but then you go to his house, it's to see him living in the woods or whatever.
When was the last Pet Detective? It's in the 90s? It's
Yeah,
got to be, yeah.
yeah,
That's almost like, that's
yeah.
aged a
We're
lot.
talking like 95.
Damn.
Yeah.
Can't believe it's been that long.
Oh my goodness. What's his name? Tom Green wish he could.
Tom Green wishes he could even be on the
Are you
slightest level.
okay? Wild take. Did Tom Green get that notice? Was he that funny? Or because he did YouTube before YouTube was a thing?
He's got this like certain dick, but it's his personality. I was actually watching a clip of him the other day, and
Yeah.
he had the comedian Norm Macdonald on his show.
Classic.
So Norm
Yeah.
Macdonald was, I don't know where he was into his sobriety, but he
Yeah.
wasn't drinking, wasn't smoking, and Tom Green's just fucking Marlboro Reds, just going to town on him
Throwing
in
in
front
his
of him. And
face.
he like, he's like, you have a cigarette on you, because Norm would like just have a cigarette but not smoke it.
Just
Like he
put a
would just
vibe.
keep it, yeah, to do the
Okay.
hand gestures and all.
Yeah.
And you can see he's just trying to dig under him. He's trying to get him to cave in and just fucking light the bogey up. This fucking like, bro, and that's like, okay, that's him in real life. You know what I
You
mean?
know what's funny for you to get him as a guest, you already gotta be a guy.
You got to be in that realm.
Yeah, so I guess I take it back.
It's kind of like shock culture before shock culture in a way.
Freddy got fingered. Was there one and two?
No, I think it was just the one and done.
When I just even looking at the trailer, I'm like, what is this?
Like, who passed that script and was like, yeah,
So
we can do
daddy would be
that?
like some he sing a
Yeah,
song in the
that's the
deer,
one.
he's in the deer carcasses. And I'm like, what's I don't understand. What happened there?
It's your boy, Space Boy Elroy, here bringing you the latest and the greatest with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Zane. Say what up, Mr. Zane.
What up, Mr. Zane?
You know what time it is.
Does
Grab your
that
drinks, all right? Grab some grub. Zane's whipped up some nice little snacks right here.
no
We're
some.
real hungry out here on the Hidden Six. It's episode 77. Let's go. We hungry to give you all this content is what we hungry to do.
Gotta feed him, Craig. You gotta feed him.
Man, oh man, oh man. So as the world turns, yet another day. Yet
The world
another
turns a lot. The world, yeah,
day.
the world turns. Well, when the world turn, it turns.
Always between episodes, it seems that way. Not that we really time it like that, but it's always like things just happen, and while we're waiting, we're just sitting there with a bucket of popcorn, y'all, and just being like, yo, I know this one's about to be a good
Yeah.
one.
I like it now, like I always said. The fact that it gives time for shit to hit the fan and to watch where it lands. Like you imagine, you'll never think you see people screaming in their phones, into their phones, in their car about why the world hates them because somebody wants something. But I don't know. I'm not guilt shaming. Is that guilt shaming? Whatever that
It's
is.
not shaming. You could just point out the obvious,
It
and
was really
if you're thinking it,
aggressive.
you're thinking it.
It was mad weird after a time because I just realized that was this event your identity? Who were you before this and who will you be after this, right?
Nothing like a good old-fashioned meltdown.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Nothing
Okay,
like a good
okay.
old-fashioned meltdown.
So they'll be your meltdowns will be
It's
televised.
worse than the post-nut clarity after everything, because you've not made a fool of. Oh,
I
you're
thought about
worse
that the
now.
other day too.
Oh, you're worse off than you were before, man.
You're like,
Yeah,
oh,
all you got is self-reflection
I did
and.
that. Oh man, Craig. Well, before we get into that, I just want to say to all our fans, Toronto officially does not belong to Drake anymore. This is Taylor Swift City,
The
son.
Swifties are out in full-fledged. Keys to the City, fucking shuffle your driveway, escort you down the Gardner and disrupt bad traffic already.
Go that way. Yeah. But I live here. Go that way.
I do not know why they do not have helicopter access in half of these places I be, Zane. I cannot stand it.
That would be your mayoral race. You could put that in your campaign.
Man, my thing, if I'm on a campaign, is traffic in any city, any state, any province, any country needs to be recognized as a mental health issue.
It is.
And then we can get all the funding that we need to get it fixed and get done what needs to be done. That is just where I stand on that.
Maybe you'll get that funding from T-Swift, because I hear T-Swift were bringing about, what, like 200 and something million?
Crazy for the tours, bro. And shout out to all the people out there that are... I saw a lot of people dressed up for those tours, and the wifey broke it down on people are dressed as different eras because it's
You saw the baseball jacket with the glitter.
The glitter, all the shiny stuff.
I didn't
stuff.
See a lot of the flower crowns.
No, I didn't catch that either. I didn't catch it. I caught a lot of silvery,
Craig,
shiny.
Let's take a toast before we go on. Let's take a toast. Oh, yeah, I got you in the word position there. There you go. This one for the Swifties, man. Listen, the reason why I brought this up, now, I've seen it on the news, when people are like, yeah, Taylor Swift, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But when you realize she has six or five shows here, then the way the news people start talking, the way it's on the news, then all the news crews are down there, dudes got glitter in their face, they got bracelets going on. I'm like, yo, is this a thing? This is really, really a thing?
It is.
Then my boy called me screaming. He's like, yo, I can't go home. Why? Because they blocked off like
a huge radius
perimeter of downtown just to make sure nothing gets too crazy. Bro, right?
I was supposed to go downtown just to go out to get some food, and we had to cancel that. This was planned over a month in advance. Supposed to hit up a sick barbecue spot just moments away from the Rogers Center.
Man.
Once we realized Swift came to town, we said, fuck that.
Should have gone to the show, Craig.
I didn't want to get scammed out of $20K.
No.
I am so sorry to all of you out here. If you're a listener that got involved in those schemes, man, I'm so sorry. Because there's nothing worse. A lot of these people are doing this for their kids or doing this for a loved one. You know, a lot of people also just go on for their own. But, man, there's nothing worse than getting fucking duped out of some tickets.
It's like Bitcoin. It's like crypto.
Like you got it and then you don't got
people it. People are openly saying, yeah, we got scammed a couple times.
Right.
And you see the girls looking at each other like, yeah, man, we took some serious L's.
Yeah, we took some L's to get here.
You saw the girls that when they start talking, they're just like, and they just started like gasping for air.
That's the thing is when you're that passionate about something, it hurts even worse when that happens, right? Like you feel like a chosen one. Meanwhile, you paid to go to this event.
You're like, I did nothing but support.
Yo, like
I did nothing but
all you wanted to do was see that happen, man.
Before we go on, I present to you.
What is this?
One for you, one for wifey.
Oh,
two friendship bracelets. Now you guys are officially Swifties.
Do I have to wear the calm down
You have
down
to choose
one?
That. You have to choose.
I'm going to wear the calm down one. No, actually, this is perfect for her. She has a resting heartbeat of like 280. So.
Oh, we gotta get that checked in.
I love this. Thank you. You know,
friendship bracelets abound.
Hey,
yeah, you can't ignore it.
Can't undo it.
I figured thanks for all the money you brought to the city, T. Swift. I felt bad for the moms. I saw moms flying in. Yeah, I saw some moms flying in. Their kids from all over, from down in the States, Texas, all over the world.
Yeah, I saw some where they were interviewing how much you pay for the ticket, how much
was
your overall
crazy.
Trip, and heard every province on the map.
People flew in hopes of still getting tickets while they're here.
Without even having it down pat.
Right? They have a lot of meet and greets, like these are little spots with their little sing-alongs, whatever, all throughout the city and all that.
Even just to cop some merch, these people were just foaming at the mouth to get a t-shirt, eh?
Sorry for the... The kids that just look at their moms and like any minute now she's gonna be like, guess what? Yo, I got tickets. It's kind of crazy, man, because it's a lot of expectation. I feel it's not a cheap sport being a avid fan of probably one of the biggest celebrities in the world, right?
Especially
now.
When you like follow some of these people go over and above following them multiple shows. This way, it's not their first rodeo. They're
and
going
they talk
multiple,
about like it's nothing,
right? There's a lifestyle.
Could yeah, shout out to y'all. Give me the loot.
Spent this Honda Civic on these tickets, man. Come on now.
I was saying, hey, man, shout out to the guy that got tickets for his girl because when they go home, she can't say no.
Yeah, he locked in. locked it in. This guy said, anything I want tonight.
He's like, babe, now, you know I like monkeys.
4 hours of uninterrupted gaming with the boys.
Yeah, she's not going to go against that, right? Yeah. That's a waste. That's a waste. You can get away with that on a regular day. Well, what else happened, Craig?
Ooh. It's up to you where you want to take this, man. We started off lighthearted. We keep it on that tip.
Let's get the Joker section out of the way.
Speaking of people who pay to get anything they want. No.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
First of all, shout out to Netflix fumbling the ball, kind of.
That friggin', yo, that fight was just something else. But Netflix is broadcasting, and the fact that we're in a streamer era and you cannot figure out your own broadcasting
YouTube
the second time around, yeah. Like, I don't understand that. We had it to the point where we were watching on the TV and on the phone, and one would freeze and the other would work, and we would just pick up the audio off of whatever was working and mute the big TV so we could just see what's going on and hear it in live in real time. It was fucked, man. It was unbelievable. Like, Netflix, fix your shit, bro. I don't care if your subscription's going up. You're charging these people 15, 20 bucks a pop and God knows what. Fix your shit.
I haven't been with Netflix in a minute, full disclosure.
Right?
So,
just for this.
Oh, okay. See, that's even worse.
We support
you
it.
See, you guys should see Craig's face right now. He's stewing, just
we
thinking
support
about
it.
He's like, yo, I rushed in. I even text T-Mac. I'm like, do I have a Netflix account? He's like, yo, you can have the babies. Right? But before that was after the fight. I told my lady, I'm like, yo, bring up TikTok. Somebody's going to be scamming on TikTok.
Facts.
And I watched them.
Sure enough. And the fact is, like, if you're in Eastern time zones like us, you got to wait till like 10, 11 midnight. Like, I think 11 o'clock came,
magic hour.
Like, the fight starts in 30 minutes. You're like, 30 fucking minutes. Yeah. Oh, the buildup is just, I'll give the credit where it's due. Jake Paul sold this event. He's a great promoter. If I could say anything positive about Jake Paul, and that's probably the only positive thing, he is a great promoter. They hyped the fuck out of the fights, right? And it wasn't just their fight. I mean, it was, yes, the most hyped, but the whole card itself, they put a lot of effort into it. They put a lot of money into it. Jake Paul's boxing trunks, you know how much they were worth?
What's that?
$1 million. There was diamonds.
In it.
In the boxing trunks. And it was done by an artist who I don't know.
They're going to sell that.
100%. Charity. That's charity, though. That's charity write-off. Easy. Tacked write-off.
Those guys are smart because they understand. It's like watching. It's like watching an anime and the main villain knows he's the villain and he's loving it.
But it's like,
he's like, yo, you guys hate me because, yeah. So people watch them to see if they're going to fail.
Yeah.
It's hate watching.
Oh, of course.
They call it,
yeah.
Right?
He's villainized among boxing. Like,
yeah.
Villainized, totally is. But I mean, like, Naruto is not going to auction off his fucking game worn.
Nah, he's not going to give that kunai. You know, yeah,
like,
that necklace.
He's not about to do that.
So, he's not going to do that, right? But
so, like, the prelims, everything leading up to it was a good buildup. It was like semi-professional boxing leading into professional boxing. And this is something we talked about, is the female boxing industry is totally underrated.
It is wild.
Hardcore.
I'm almost like, I didn't want to go watch the fights.
Right?
I'm like, girls.
Yo. The female
y'all fights. Ain't gotta do this.
I've watched, you know, not a ton. I'm not consistent.
I hate seeing women fight, bro.
Really?
I love women so much. Unless I don't know.
Not to
I
be
don't,
misogynistic.
Not
but
to be. I know what I'm saying. It's just like, me being misogynistic.
I get what you mean. It's that so, you just don't picture the violent nature.
Yeah,
kind of like you don't want to see that come out.
So
you know.
Wild,
okay,
yeah.
So like,
it, respect the sport, respect the training that goes with it. I watch those videos of those girls that are in like Chile or whatever that they brawl in like arenas, like stadium, where they have
just hands all wrapped,
everybody's celebrating in deck, so I kind of respect it, but it's like same thing like boxing too. Nobody really, sometimes people get fucked up, bro.
Of course, look
at her eye,
that was nasty, but I live for those when it comes to fighting sports. I live for the pulpy faces, man, because that just, it's just something about it that adds to the excitement.
Loves
man.
That cauliflower ear, huh?
Oh, I love it, and you know, you can never take away the hard work that people put in to get where they are. But the fights before that fight, you could tell that it was a mismatch, you know? So there was one, and it was a dude from Brazil fighting the first pro boxer from India. He's a big deal out there.
Yeah.
When you're
the
first
first
in India,
but then you're
you got a big following,
but
right?
You're the first.
He was so cocky that it almost took away from the fight. He scored his punches in the first couple rounds and did his dance.
Yeah.
And once he knew he kind of had it in the cards to go the distance, he fucking showboated. He basically he put on a clinic, but he embarrassed the other dude. And it was just like bad sportsmanship.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not how I picture
it. From India on.
Either India.
Yeah, because I didn't watch those ones, right? I just got in something.
That was good. It was good. But
their fight.
The girl fight was definitely the fight of the night there. And you got to give the credit where it's due.
Doing hands, bro.
Hard. And then the talk after the fight.
You can't beat one of those women.
Bro, you put me in a ring with them boxing, I could get my ass fucking whooped.
They'll probably get us. They'll get a good hit in and we're done.
I feel like I could take them, but
what do you mean?
In it, well, I mean, you know, if we go off boxing and we got like a reach.
You got boxing scales?
No, but if we go off a reach and whatnot, I feel like even if I just get the basics down, if I have the advantage on the card as far as like size, height,
you
reach.
See, no, now you're talking about training. Craig sprinkling if I had proper training. Trying to itch to that. No, those right hooks they throw where they turn the knuckles inward. Yeah, you're gonna get one of those lights out.
But yeah, that mouse above her eye and it was such a dirty headbutt too, eh? Like headbutts her, cracks her eye open, and then all of a sudden, like this girl is just leaking into her eyeball.
They're
like,
saying
the
that
third eye
skin
open,
is the thinnest too.
Yeah,
right?
Third eye open, and she's just leaking and leaking and leaking. So now you're all hyped up. Like, that was a good way to set up what was about to come. And everybody had their eyes on Tyson, right? Not one person was like, oh, I can't wait to see if Jake Paul perseveres and all of that.
You'll say, well, how did he walk in?
They say, oh, man. His fucking, do you see his entrance and the whip? And then he's got the pigeon in the back. Like, again, it's putting on a spectacle.
His brother's put his cologne on.
It's all entertainment, bro. Selling prime energy, the whole bit.
Everything is sold, right?
Tyson comes in, sells it right off the rip. Comes in straight faced in his entrance, doesn't dap anybody up, keeping a straight eye. He looks not scared, but he looks like he's walking into the ring for his last time. I don't know if you saw it like I did.
Yeah.
He looked like he's walking into the ring for the last time. He really, truly
in
looked
my
like,
head,
I can't believe
it was
I'm
like,
about to fucking box this white boy. Like,
I was just fantasizing in the sense of like, he's thinking like, yo, I'm going to snap. A lot of the narrative was that Tyson is going to go into the ring and almost have like PTSD.
And just fucking
start eating
him apart.
Right? That's what everybody was thinking and hoping. I feel sorry for Jake Paul because low-key, a lot of people saw that they kind of wanted him to maybe not exist after that night.
Yeah, they were ready to
physically.
See it go all the way.
They wanted to.
All the way. Mortal Kombat.
It was crazy.
I think if he was down for a 10 count, they would have still told Mike to walk a couple in for good measure.
I was watching a stream. where I can't remember. It was like a father and a son. They were cowboys, right? And Shaq showed up. And
okay.
Shaq was on the stream too. So it was just to see like the people around. I was more people watching.
Okay.
I always do that when I see fights.
Yeah.
You watch the crowd. Who's that guy?
Everybody. And where they were somebody,
sitting,
you know?
Yeah. And where they were sitting was Tyson's family's corner.
Oh, say word.
So I was watching the fight and watching their reactions at the same time. It's weird because I've never seen that. The access they have to the ring is crazy.
Yeah.
Because like, even if the kid was the nephew or one of Tyson's son,
he's right.
Like he just hopped over the fuck.
He's
not even on the team.
Yeah.
He's a spectator.
Yeah.
But they are calling out, I guess, to the coach.
To tell them.
I guess they noticed something.
Yeah.
And they're trying to tell them. They were like, yo, what? It's so interesting to see that happen. And Bobby Brown was there, too. It was weird. Because I was like, yo, is that fucking Bobby Brown? Right?
I didn't even see that. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, because it was because of the stream. And the stream had the camera.
A dual view.
They're in the background.
Right.
They're right in the background. So it was easy to see all their reactions. You saw that when the fight's going, I'm watching when their reaction. And I remember they were saying that... Yeah, I remember someone jumped over the fence to go speak to his corner.
Okay.
And jumped back over. And I'm like, yo, you can do that?
You shouldn't be able to. I think they allowed it. I don't think you should be able to do that. But I don't think the ref is the one that stops you. It's supposed to be the fucking
security.
Yeah.
Even the guy.
It's not
now,
like the boxing association's problem. It's
even
like
the cowboy
stadium's problem.
Which was his stream. He mentioned it because he was like, his dad, because they had like a heart to heart, you know, because dad's older and whatever. And Shaq, before he left, was like, yo, my dad's gone. Tell your dad every day. Because I guess Shaq knows them.
Okay.
Like, and he says, like, yo, tell your dad every day you love him because I wish I had mine. And the dad was telling me that his dad started talking about his dad. And everybody in the stream was like, yo, it was a good moment, right? Because it was just so, it was unexpected and super wholesome. And like he was saying, as they start commenting about the fight, they were saying that dude was like, oh, no, Tyson's legs looking kind of, but he like, really? I don't want to say too much because
no, he said
his
much.
Family's
no,
right.
He
over.
Said too much. Roy Jones, you got a line, bro. You got a line, dude. It didn't look like that when I fought him 4 years ago. Fucking. Yeah, we all see it, Roy. Thanks, buddy.
Yo, don't do that to Roy Jones. That's not Roy Jones, Craig.
No, I don't give a fuck, man.
Craig, you turn your back on Roy and be like, yeah, whatever.
When you select a panel for commentary, it's you have to think the process through. When you're doing Bush League amateur fights, no problem. Let Elroy do his thing and call the fight, you know, and he slips up a little bit. It's okay. But that panel was fucking painful to listen to, bro.
Yeah.
They were painful to listen to.
A lot of times when I went back to it, it was just because they,
you're not of the entire back route. Roy Jones is the boxing. He reps the boxing side, you know?
Yes, peek on the technical.
You got someone who represents kind of the, you know, the streamer side or the kind of entertainment side of things. And like, it's almost like Roy Jones being like super technical, like, yeah, you could see, you know, during Jake Paul's warm up. I'm making all this up, by the way. You could see during Jake Paul's warm up how he did the 1-2 combo. And you see that he's anticipating Mike Tyson's right hook. And the other one's like, his shorts look sick. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it felt on one side of the coin, right?
You wear diamond shorts to the ring, you kind of want that. That's he paid for that reaction.
You got the drip. You know what I'm saying?
Drip, mission accomplished, right?
So the fight goes down and it starts off how it finishes. Like, there is maybe 2 minutes of
there
excitement.
Were like one, two more, like, oh, snap.
Exactly. Like, and, oh, he's about, oh, he did.
But a lot of times, you can clearly see it felt like Tyson held back punches.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said after the fact.
As soon as I saw the clinch, Jake's first clinch, I said to myself, I said, guys,
what are they whispering?
Does anybody, I didn't think that, but I was like, do you guys know how terrible Tyson's right uppercut is at from the clinch?
Facts.
As soon as you try to get off, you get back, that's when the rocket comes in and lights out, baby, right?
Yo, like, Tyson leading up to this showed off training montages like they do in boxing commonly. And if you didn't see this and you're a listener out there, I highly suggest do not watch this fight. But instead, watch all the training Tyson's videos knockouts. Of Tyson leading up to it. This guy's knocking out sparring partners. This guy is putting friggin'... This guy could move a mountain when he's training, man. And
one leaping
not
right
in the ring.
Would have got him.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. Like, head disconnected. And again, it starts out and they're pussyfooting around and... You know, we knew Jake Paul was going to feel him out because hangover, if anything, taught us anything.
Yeah.
You do not just openly take a fucking punch for Mike Tyson, right?
No, you don't.
So, of course, you're going to dance the ring, get a feel for it, try to land a 1-2 jab. Mike Tyson's glove caught more damage than anything else in that fight.
On it.
He gnawed the fuck out of
it. It's like a nervous, twitchy sensation of bite. And I'm thinking, I'm like, is that what happened with him in Holyfield?
This fight was 8 rounds, 2 minutes apiece. So we're talking about 16 minutes of our life.
Sorry, for a second, I was freaking out. I'm like, this fight's only 2 minutes?
Right? Honestly, right?
I was watching, I was like, what?
I know. So 16 minutes of our lives, and I guarantee you for at least 8 of those minutes, it was two of the commentators with one being like, he keeps biting his glove. I don't like the way that looks. And the other going, I'm telling you, he's done this in previous fights. It's not a right now thing.
Yeah,
he's fine. He's fine. It's a psychological. And I'm like, shut the fuck.
I mean, next time, Craig, they'll give you the call, bro.
I want everybody to hush because Mike Tyson's next punch is going to be the one that was hurt.
Was that when you're watching on your phone as you're looking at your TV at the same time?
And, like, the disappointment sets in. And the group chat's going off, and it's like, yo, this looks like ass. This is dude. This is dookie.
You're like, no, it's going to happen any minute now.
Exactly.
Watch the hook.
If he gets one, he's done. That's what I'm saying, right? Sure enough, round 6, I'm like, yeah, that's what everybody said. I felt like such a bad, you know?
It was the wobbly legs. It was him.
It was all fucking up.
Him, like, ragdolling. Like, you know what I mean? It's like a marionette. You know in the marionette, they lift him just barely off the floor, and the legs, like, sweep, like, I felt bad.
Ah, man. I think they sold that part of it really well, because that's exactly what happened, is it turned into a fucking soap opera real quick, where now Jake Paul doesn't want to hurt him. Meanwhile, you agreed to fight a senior citizen, let's be honest, right?
Yeah,
that's how it all started.
What happened to your trash talk?
What happened to your trash talk?
That's what a bill.
Now, all of a sudden, you feel bad. Tyson basically has to play the part of, oh, I didn't have it that night. You know, I ain't got it no more, which is sad to see.
And he got paid. He got paid. He got paid.
Big. And an officially sanctioned fight. What pisses me off the most, most upsetting, is that this is a stain on his record. Tyson's already in the boxing hall of fame.
Nah, I don't think so.
There's no asterisk.
I don't think so. Okay. I think I consider this, this is like charity boxing.
Yeah, but he's 7 losses and Jake's 11 wins when neither should be.
I feel bad. I feel bad for
neither of those should get that. That's so, bullshit.
So who's Jake fighting next or wants to fight next? Can that?
Did you see the memes that came out? They were so good. There was it the 120-year-old man discovered in the cave in India. I love it. I love it, yo. So now Jake's just known for beating on seniors.
Think, yo, I'm coming to get you.
Yo, grandpa.
Right. No, he said he wants to fight like big time fighters. So
he doesn't want that. He can't fight anyone that's active now. I'll say that.
Here's the thing.
He can't. Like, I think
if the fight happens,
yeah,
it's still a win for him.
It is. It is at this point. I'm willing to accept that. I'm willing to respect what he's putting together.
Yeah.
He is kind of breathing some life into the sport, but not the way I thought it would.
We need more light on women's boxing.
I think so. Yeah. And in general, like, even
I think women's boxing can be.
Women's combat sports need a little more.
Can blow out men's boxing.
I think, give or take, I think 5 more years. I think by 2030, I'll call it, because we're coming up on a new year. I think women's boxing will overtake in viewership.
Yeah,
you will have a few names that are kind of carrying. You've got Tank Davis. You got a few people. What's it called? Tyson Fury and them that are still kind of carrying that torch.
I'm bad with names, but I'm sure. Like, even
there's
a girl like Jake. I think the same girl I lost. I think she was on the Jake Paul's camp.
Oh yeah,
and I think
she wants a rematch. She was already
one of those girls, and he takes her everywhere. So I could see him being the promoter / man with the belt coming down behind
the
women's champion fight, fighter, right?
Like, so Jake is in boxing. I'll give him that, but it's not like,
yo, the influencers turned the world on its head.
Yeah, no kidding.
We have yet to really understand or admit the influence the influencers have on the planet.
And for boxing, he's advocated for equal pay, equal right. Like, he has something behind him.
Craig's a stan.
He has a cause behind him.
Oh, put the cape. Here comes the
cape. He has a cause behind him. But again, man, I just cannot shake the feeling that this and everything before it leading up to it just has this script behind it, man. Like,
yeah, of course it's planned out, right? Netflix is like, yo, what? We don't care. We'll see our fight.
Rip his head off.
It's sad because I heard they said that Jake Paul officially has more wins in Cowboys Stadium than the Cowboys.
Oh, man. Rough, but so fucking true. That game last night, Dallas faced the Texans, and it was just the ugliest, most miserable.
What's wrong with the Cowboys? Craig, what's wrong with the Cowboys? What
isn't wrong with the Cowboys? Jerry Jones.
Yo, rumor has it he's the one that's writing the plays.
Jerry Jones be the one that is fucking all this up, man.
He doesn't just chill out.
And I respect the man highly because he literally is like, if I woke up breathing,
you
Cowboys be losing, son. You on my, that's my paycheck. I sign your shit. That's me, bro. I built all this.
Maybe he's making out on that. He's making money off of that.
Dallas is probably. Now again,
it doesn't make any sense.
Dallas,
they just dropped a new. Remember that stadium? Probably like 5 years or so now.
Yeah,
they dropped.
No. They've been there for 13 years.
Yeah,
this was a discussion during Monday Night Football yesterday. But Jerry, if the Dallas Cowboys, if you took soccer out of the equation, because that's probably that's my weak spot. Dallas is probably top 5 most profitable teams in North America. 100%. I would say that right now.
It was MLSC.
No, but I'm saying like if you like the Yankees, you know, and individual teams.
No, sorry, guys, I'm eating. Is that because of legacy?
Yeah, that's what they're playing off of. Zane, I still have posters
like original six shit.
Yeah, in my gaming room, I still have posters of the Cowboys. Like, I'm telling you, there are people that are just the legacy that they've led behind them.
You know, if you take those down, they might win.
You're saying the shrine is what's holding it back.
Pix voodoo.
They're the most valuable team in the NFL, even now.
What?
Even now. The Cowboys have built something that people could only dream of in the football world.
That's crazy. Remember when they used to be in movies?
Yeah, facts. I'm telling you, man, they're iconic, bro.
Like, yeah, they're it iconic. Was a thing.
But yeah, they just can't pull it together. The season's definitely a write-off at this point. So,
shout out to Saquon Barkley.
Man, that backwards hurdle was insane, yo. This guy.
I hate when I get those moments when I'm watching a game and he does some shit. I'm like, man, what is wrong with you?
You had to rewind that.
I'm like, you're inhuman,
right,
bro.
Right, right, right. You're a specimen at that point. So,
shout out to everybody's parlay.
Shout out to the Argos. There was a parade today. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, there's a Canadian Football League.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm not promoting anything. I personally am not a fan.
Well, I'll try. Guys, for those who don't know, we have something called... Craig, that's not fair. A lot of our listeners are in Canada, bro. You can't do that.
What, am I pissing off, like, Young Dundas Square right now? Like, I have to apologize or some shit? No, I stick behind what I said. I'll tell you a fun fact before you go in.
Please.
The Toronto...
A Snapple fact?
Snapple fact right quick. The Toronto Argonauts are actually the... their team, the Toronto Argonauts, the name, the TM, the whole bit, the trademark, is the longest standing team of all time.
And when you say, oh, what do you mean?
So of all sports that have been created and whatever have you. So the Argonauts... have been that franchise, the Toronto Argonauts, for more than any other team in existence in any sport.
What?
Yep. Yep. Because most places that are super old school change cities, change names.
Ownerships and all that.
Yeah.
Is it a fun?
So the Argos were founded in, I think, 1911. I'm going to have to look this up. Yeah. This is way back. I know. I have to look this up.
Craig.
I know.
We need more. We need more love than that. We need an NFL team. Could we do with an NFL team?
No, because the Bills are good now. The dream's up.
Yo, relax.
You want the Jets?
No.
No. Nobody wants that.
So you're saying they don't do new teams, they just move one.
The Toronto Argonauts was formed on October 4th, 1873. And have not changed their name nor their city. Not once. They are the longest standing.
Yo, shout out to the Six, yo.
Crazy.
We've been on road.
Crazy. One of the oldest existing clubs in professional North America. One of the...
What? Uh-oh. Got him.
YouTube shorts. What have you done to my research? Shouldn't have taken your word, random stranger. I stick by it. It's fine. Fact check. And what? Just
got you.
Fact check.
Listen, guys, I apologize that Craig's bringing you stuff that he's phone flicking while he's taking a dump. And he's like,
Ooh, that's cool. I'm going to talk about that.
Bring us to the Manda. To the nation.
You know.
Oh, my God.
I was also called.
You should have stopped halfway because I'm like, we're still, it's all right. One of.
So now, CFL,
now we need to know. As Craig, Craig reached for his friendship bracelets. I'm telling you. Hold on.
This is like the coping mechanism.
It's your rosary now.
Yeah, it's my rosary right now, bro. I like this.
Shout out to the Argonauts. Don't listen to Craig. I'm sure Pinball Clemens got a big check.
Yeah, facts.
They're getting paid.
Yeah.
And
okay, I don't know about big.
90% of our players are from the States anyway.
Facts.
Because they come here to like, want to do some foul shit.
They're like, when I'm not working my second job, I'm going to play football.
Or that abuse thing. Anyhow, look.
They were not supposed to win. Okay, recap real quick. Okay, there's this thing called the Canadian Football League, if those of you that didn't know. Canada likes football. We're just like not cool enough to be at the dance right now. We're on the wall posted up.
Okay, okay.
So we have our own league. It has like 8 teams, 2 of which for the longest time had the same name. Couldn't figure it out. I don't know. Google it. Don't give a fuck. Every year, we do the equivalent of the Super Bowl. It is called the Grey Cup. Yeah. All right?
We have big acts. We have acts.
We do.
Who was that? Who was the headliner?
Bare Naked Ladies or some shit? I don't know.
Jonas Brothers.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
you awesome. Really don't know.
Awesome. Great. That's awesome.
It breaks my heart.
And we do what's called the most. We don't do an MVP. We do the MOP, most outstanding player.
Yeah, very Canadian
M-O-P.
Thing.
I like that. I actually rock with that. I'm not going to lie. So it's like when you win the Grey Cup, it's only, it could have been me or you, Zane. You know what I mean? Like every year we're like, ah, I put her there.
Yeah, because that's what happened to the quarterback. Right? The quarterback they had, like he's been a quarterback for like 2 days.
That's it. That's it.
To the Super Bowl.
So if we were to tie the story along, you know, there's got to be a Cinderella story to this. So the Argos were serious underdogs. So the actual QB who had some experience broke his leg in a pretty nasty, gruesome injury leading up to the Grey Cup. Yes. Through their playoff run. He laid it on the line. You still got to respect these guys, put their bodies on the line, right? I don't
diss the players.
I just diss the culture. This is all culture attack right here. So the backup QB comes in, and we are just slotted to lose. Like, it's like, it's a gimme at this point, right? Well, we pulled it off, y'all. Toronto, sure enough, has won another Grey Cup. And they did a parade today, and nobody fucking know about that.
Yeah, they got to start making these things holidays to draw. Yeah, I feel bad because imagine the players when they're... When you go to where you're supposed to meet the press and whatever, and you're thinking it's going to be like at least like...
You think everybody's going to be wild to hear about this, right?
It's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Go then, it's like a couple reporters.
It's like me and like...
And Craig and his dad has been...
I got like my jersey.
From since 1860. He's been a fan.
Every play. So
stop it, Tom.
Exactly that. I pictured their parade, and it's literally like you hop in my Corolla. And
it wasn't on the news. I didn't see it on the news.
I didn't see nothing.
I didn't see it on the news.
You hop in the whip, and we just like literally nothing has stopped. It's just like a day at downtown Toronto, and we're just like,
shout out to the Tie Cats because I find their logos.
Oh, Zane, you can't do that. Listen, I'm not a CFL guy, but you can't do that. You cannot. Do not shout out Hamilton fans right now. All right, we got to allow it.
All right,
we got to allow that.
Okay, shout out to our prime minister because he's like, yo, we forgot to slow down on the immigration thing.
Trudeau?
So now we're slowing down on the immigration thing.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
I've been pulled into the ditty tape.
Really?
You've been pulled into the ditty tape.
Wait.
I'm telling you.
Craig.
He's allegedly been to the freak-offs.
No, sir. I don't like... Craig, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you... Craig.
I'm dead ass.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
As the feds will probably shoot Craig in the ass on his way to his car.
Been labeled as being at the freak-offs.
Yo, what?
I know.
Read up on it. Is that why Sophia left?
I don't... You got to take it with a grain of salt, but I'm like... Because when I read the report, I'm like... This was reported to me.
Yo,
by...
is this a YouTube short again?
Shit,
I'm
not.
Fighting you.
Shit, you not. This was reported to me, but
okay.
But I said the fact that there's nothing better going on that they somehow can implicate truth. Who is looking for him in the tapes? Who stopped and paused the tape and was like, "I know that guy." That was where.
Do you end up there? That's a whole nother,
right?
Well, I don't know. I did see that blackface Aladdin thing he did, but I don't know. Listen, people change.
I'm just saying, before we go any further, I had to let you know.
People change.
I had to let you know.
Okay, let's talk about something that is a fact, that they mentioned that the Conservative Party, they wanted to launch an investigation into some things with the RCMP. And that's murky waters because it's like all you investigating the FBI.
Yeah, but it's not the FBI.
Stop. It's not the CFL. Stop. Stop doing that. He's doing. They'll come get you.
I don't
you
like...
You fuck with the RCMP?
No.
Why?
I just personally...
You're supposed to say right away.
There are certain comparisons between America and Canada. Whenever you, because if you try to put them on that,
I'm just trying to draw a reference, Craig. Okay, forget about Craig. And thinking the hierarchy. I'm just trying to draw a parallel to, you know, y'all.
Bring you and your horse.
Yeah, who's our fed? The Mounties. The Mountie.
Fuck your head.
Yeah, though. That's what it means. It means like the Mount, like,
Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Yeah, it's men on horses and come get.
Correct.
You. Yeah.
Correct.
That's more southern than anything.
Yeah, they're old school. Old school.
A dude shot a horse the other day.
No.
Or ran over a horse.
What?
Yeah, the cops got him and they fucked up. Because if you don't know, we're all over the place today. This is where the part we love it. If you guys don't know, service animals are their partners as well. So people have a relationship with them is a huge bond, right?
Yep.
I think something happened to one of the horses and the when they caught up to homeboy, they bodied him.
The cameras, the body cam turned off real quick.
Yeah.
If you look on the our neighbors across the border, and I emphasize border,
It's a lot of talks right now. Maybe sure. That's why Trudeau's playing nice now all of a sudden, right? Because he's seeing what Trumpito's doing.
Oh, he talked bear shit too, eh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at first.
Yeah, because bear shit about when it. I saw the video of what Trump was like, saying, yeah, like, yo, from now on, I'm going to... You know, you're watching something.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is... Is this real?
Right.
Is this new?
So I feel every
time. What's wrong with his face? Why is he orange on that side?
I feel every time, bro.
So I'm watching it. I'm thinking, I'm like, wait, this is real. So Trump's like, as we guys remember, I think I said Agenda 2024 is Agenda 2025, whatever it is, you know what I mean. Now, for the president to be like, yo, this is what's guaning for the rest.
He draped him up. Right. He's now, draping everybody up.
G checked everybody.
Fact. He did.
He's like, your education system?
Yeah.
Education system? Dash that.
We don't need that.
What? The man's like, yo, we're going to take the army and go beef with the cartels. Yo, I have no beef with the cartels. I'm just saying it makes a lot of sense.
We're NAFTA, bro. Like,
I try to explain.
What happened to NAFTA?
I explained to somebody, I'm like, yo, I'm not a Trump fan by any means. I'm just looking at the situation from the as is, as a neighbor. If I'm going to send someone back to their country.
Yeah.
When things are not. Reason why people leave because things, the shit, it's the fan.
Right.
Right. So if I can somewhat help that situation there and make your place way more livable, then you probably wouldn't have the need to come here.
Right. They're in search of greener pastures.
Right.
There's a reason for it. There's some part.
What do you think about that?
Like about what he's doing?
Yeah, let's just talk about the specific situation with the army. Forget about everything else.
Oh, like with the cartel.
Yeah, with the army and the cartel talk.
I think it's one of those, like, I kind of look at it like the war on drugs in general, and I think it's just such a never-ending battle, man. I think it's a waste of taxpayer money to
you
do
think
that kind
so?
Of stuff. Yeah, a waste of that kind of stuff, man. Like, how do you declare victory on a cartel? You know what I mean? Like, you could probably take out factions, but again, you're not stopping the illegal shit from getting in. You're not putting a dead stop to all the shit. You've opened Pandora's box. I don't know where you go from there.
I say, because you know the cartel
is
a thing, you know who the faces are.
So you kind of know, like, yo, if I kill the head, what do they say? If you kill the head, the rest of the body dies?
Sometimes, like, if you chop the head off, another one will grow. Whatever.
Right, right.
I think that's what you're saying.
That's what I mean.
Right? Yeah. Now, I would say, you know what? We'll take 50% of the activity cut off the board.
Yeah.
Because it's dealing with smuggling, drugs. A lot of the guns end up here.
They do.
Speaking of the big shooting at a studio, music studio downtown, when all the men had green guns.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's a thing. Right?
Oh, that's new.
Yeah, that's when new, right? That? Where did those come from, right? Anyhow. So.
Yeah, to that degree. Sure.
When you. And the army's probably sitting there not doing, they probably have a lot of service people that are not doing a damn thing.
That right there.
And it's costing money.
Fact.
So how about let's get our money's worth.
It's a flex. We look like, you know, yeah, it's a flex. It looks like we're keeping
and
on
then
top
we could shoot it to the countries that, yo, we can handle business.
And we got the surplus ammo we've been trying to offer.
Yeah, shit's been sitting in the back of the
right, that's it.
Right?
Yeah, no, to that point, agree with you totally, 100%.
Because now with the cartels, they don't do smoke and mirrors.
Right.
They let you know who's in charge.
Right.
Craig's.
Don't at me.
Yeah. Craig's family's been the guy forever.
Yep.
Right. And these are Craig's generals. So with the, it's like almost like when you, it's like trying to find Osama bin Laden.
Mm.
You turn all that technology they have, all that systems they're working with, to find these people. And I think it just might be a thing.
It could.
Now, granted, I'm with you where it's like, yo, it's going to fester up somewhere else. But I think we've never had... The war on drugs, I think, was different.
It was a long time ago.
Right? But it felt more like they were just knocking our doors down.
They were allowing it.
Versus going to, like...
Right to the source.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, we're not going to talk about a Coke boat that's still missing.
Right,
that's
right, right.
Point, right?
Nah, good point.
But,
on top of that, man.
It'd be interesting to see because I kind of want to see some action.
I don't know if it's like, I remember
I told my girl, I'm like, yo, I've seen the cartels. Those guys are not just like some rusty
men. No, they're militant, bro. They're guerrilla.
They're pulling up in the white SUV.
And they got a kid
in the radios. Yeah. They look like cops.
Yeah.
They look like servicemen.
They're
right?
An auto trader. Like,
yeah.
Yo, can I buy that fucking Toyota Tundra right now? I'm going to kit this thing
that
out.
That Toyota Tundra is what it is, right?
Right? And they fucking...
But they ain't got the choppers.
They can't
They ain't got the good old... Give me that eat that hawk sound. Imagine they play that before there's like a rain.
As they come in. Yeah, you're right. And again, I mean, when you look at it from a global perspective, yes, it is solving problems on home soil, but it solves a lot of global conflict along with that. So
yeah, everybody else gets to have a war.
Mexico's got to have a voice too, bro. Real
exactly.
Shit.
But I think Mexico's probably like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, they're tired of that shit. 100%.
Let's. I remember 100%. When I'm watching 90 Day Fiance with the dude with no neck. I forgot his name.
Ed. Big Ed. Yep, I know him well. I love Big Ed.
I think, and there was one where some of them were like in Mexico somewhere, and they had like cartels showed up at the restaurant, and everybody had to hit the deck.
He's like,
shit. I was like, yo, he's already dead. He got no neck.
Duck. Oh, wait, you can't. Yeah.
It's funny. I saw like they had like an OG version of that where it's like Big Brother.
No.
So they had like Ed and like the, it was weird.
It was all like the starting cast.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. Yeah, night out.
So Trump's doing this thing. Now he also picked some people that people might not want to be in certain position.
Yeah.
Right? Dudes from Florida, stuff like that. Dudes have been, and everybody he's picked has a shady record. They've been on record in court for very, you know, murky things.
Yep.
But hey, you got to get some of these people. You can appoint them, but I think you still got to go through a vote, even if they have a majority of the House.
And he is just deporting people en masse.
Yeah, the dude he hired to do that, picked to handle that kind of stuff was like, yo, if we need to kick moms and babies out too, we're going
to
do it.
Yeah, he's willing
it's
to take it there.
It's a scary thought because he's saying a lot of people, it's weird. I hate when something kind of makes sense, Craig. Guys, don't kill me, but I saw a video of him in Congress getting questioned by Alexandria Cortez, a young lady, I forgot her name. And the frame of questioning, she was like, yo, you plan to deport families just like that out of the country? He's like, well, the way he mentioned it was that if you come in illegally, you already broke the law.
Yeah, right, right. If we start off the principles that we came in on, you're already
and that's down where there. He hit her with that, and you could see where she's like, yes, because it's just... Because
you can't...
You
but,
can't come
can't,
in
what if,
and then apply. Yeah. He said, what you're supposed to do is come to a port of entry, like, you show up at the border.
Right.
And be like, hi.
And then you claim the status.
I would like to walk
seek
me through
refuge,
the steps.
Yeah, seek asylum.
Right, so versus right. Where you see all those videos of people on boats, speedboats, running up the beach and stuff, and just like... disappearing into ethos, right? And they
again
they
it's do,
a lot of gang members and a lot of people
they extort that shit. It pulls at the heartstrings because you read stories of what people did to get to the country and stuff.
It's
like
crazy.
You take that away from the people, not by any means, but
it's crazy.
To his point,
cartels involve a lot of that too. A lot of human
trafficking
all the way from Venezuela coming all the way up to Panama, 100%. Stuff like that. You've seen the videos where documentaries of where in rivers is just clothes of people that have died and just killed because sometimes they just come through and dudes in the bush, militias in the bush was like, let's mow this family down.
Just
because we're here.
Savage, bro.
You've seen a lot. Yeah, you it's regular thing to see in bodies and stuff.
Right.
So we have to fix some of that, right?
Yeah.
And
no, I mean the
deportation stuff
is
crazy.
Case. It fits on both feet in that kind of scenario, right? Like there's a lot of people who are of that mindset that, you know, the country is not what it used to be at the end of the day. And
a long time ago too. I think that happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Like I'm treading lightly here. People blame it on a lot of things, but it's very common to hear that patriotic kind of, there's a lot of people of that mindset, man, that it's about
immigration.
It's about, like the current state of affairs and they wanted to go back to quote unquote old ways. And
I always like to,
it's America at the end of the day, bro.
Equate things to balance.
Yeah.
As nasty as it sounds.
Yeah.
And a lot of our friends are in the community that are upset right now.
Of course.
Very upset.
Of course, because they have family. They have people that they know. They have culture.
Laws and stuff that are going to... It's going to look really, really crazy.
For sure.
Canada's open to everybody, right? We're chilling.
Yeah.
It's just when you... It's like, imagine you're a parent and you have one badass kid.
Yeah. And you got to make the decision.
But you're just so your majority of your work with this child is almost suppression.
Okay.
Right. Where you're like, go to your room, go to your room, go to your room, go to your room. I don't want to hear what you're saying. What you're saying is wrong.
No affirmative action.
It's racist. It's bigotry, which is true.
Yes.
Which is true.
At its core.
But you don't get a voice. You're not allowed to have a voice because what you're saying hurts my feelings. And the rhetoric goes into actual physical actions and hate crimes and all that. It's a slippery slope, but there's 100%. Some part of humanity we need to somehow have. I don't know how to say it where it's hard to have understanding for people that they might not want to have understanding for you.
I think that it boils down to this, right? And it may not be, I hope I'm not derailing the train, but a long, long time ago, lines were drawn in the sand. Lines were drawn in territories. We marked off land, which was ours, which was theirs, which was yours, which was his, which was hers, right? That still stands to this day at the end of the day. Like the countries get to do what they want and people have to play the good guy, the bad guy and everything in between. Right.
Yeah.
And when you have the amount of when you have the influence, the power that something like the States has, the world's got an eye on you at the end of the day. Right. So you're going to be the good guy. Sometimes you're going to be the hero. You're going to be the bad guy. You're going to be the asshole. Right. And everybody, for the most
part. But that was their mantra, though.
Yeah, they count on them to keep
where
that
they wanted to.
They kind of
like
wanted it.
The pinnacle of the world. They wanted the world to look at them as the example.
For sure. Now, when you're in that position, it's hard to recognize failures, right? So for the average, like, if I'm America, right? Or if I'm Canada to this regard, I'll put it in our state. Who am I looking after? And the answer has to be, not can be, not should be, it has to be, I'm looking after the Canadian. It's got to be the country first. It doesn't make no sense otherwise. It really doesn't, man, right?
It gets crazy when the rhetoric around that becomes like where, oh, no, you don't give a fuck about the other country. Like, no, that's not the point.
Yeah.
We fell off.
Yeah. We're trying to get it.
Gain some weight.
Yep.
You know, we don't breathe well. We're huffing, coming up the stairs. Yep. Hair's falling out, you know, drinking lots of teeth falling out. Let's try to get back on track to some degree here.
There's countries out there that are so for themselves and are like the most evil people to their people. You get what I'm saying?
Because I think people think of when they think of what's the word, nationalism. What's I forgot what the terminology is. It's a grander term than being a patriot. Where you're country first. You're strictly, that's your model, that's your mantra. People think of those examples first when they hear that.
Yeah, most times.
Like just the really nasty examples of countries as being really...
Most of the time, right. You know, they're going to be the countries that are socialists, dictatorships, a lot of crazy shit, right? So, but yeah, I mean, there's shit going on current day where people are not allowing people in, only catering to those that are in the country, born sovereign citizens.
That's true.
Still super foul, like super foul on how they're treating their peoples, man. So
yeah, it's a, like it's a slippery slope, right?
It's like you said,
now
slope.
because that is almost like I said, a total suppression of a sect of people is never good.
No,
even if they're terrible.
Yeah, people. It shines a bad light,
right? Because then at some point it's gonna fester and turns into what we have here.
Yep.
Now, do you think that's par for the course for us on this side of the fence?
No, not so much. I think that it's a similar battle on a different grounds, but I think Canada has a bit more wiggle room for it at the end of the day.
Do you mean wiggle room?
I think that America doesn't have the same capacity. Like, we both allow a lot of people into the country for refugee status and whatever.
We're nicer.
Of course. Of course. 100%.
It's what everybody thinks when it comes to us.
I just think that population-wise, I think if you use the same kind of statistics and just like if the same amount of people come in or the same percentage of people come in, America's problem gets a lot worse before Canada's does if it comes down to things like that.
Yeah, and it's like it has to be really, really bad.
Yeah, like when the bubble bursts, it's a lot bigger in the States than when the bubble bursts in Canada. Yeah, it's an equal problem. It's not to say that
it's a slower shockwave. Yeah.
But here it's like, you know, there's ways around it to some degree. So not yet, at least not yet. I mean, years to come. Yeah. Maybe
Craig said we're better.
I mean, yeah. Again, you try to be the nice guy. Who knows what happens in the end? So,
yeah, it's going to be crazy as, you know, politics is heating up here, which is really interesting. It's about time shit start getting fun, right?
Agreed.
Speaking of fun, my final story of the day, Craig. There's a gentleman by the name of Baltasar Ogenge, and he's from Equatorial New Guinea.
That's where he is, eh?
Yes.
New Guinea.
I thought they say, now hold on, there's Equatorial New Guinea.
And regular New Guinea?
And like Papua New Guinea.
Oh, there's like a non-recognized.
Yeah, I think, because I've heard of I don't know what Guinea, we got to find out what Guinea in the word means.
Okay.
I think it means, I don't know if it's small or tiny.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if there's a new.
Because think about a guinea pig, whatever, anyhow.
This man been putting in work, y'all.
This guy's pretty much became a super star overnight to some extent because he was found to have sex tapes of over 400 encounters with different 400 women.
400 encounters.
Now, people will be like, yeah, so what? This guy's getting his shit off.
Yeah.
Being male escort. No, he was a government official in the high office. And
these weren't just any regular people.
Yes. The only reason they found out about these videos is because he was misappropriating government funds.
As most
I don't know what he was doing. You could get, I don't know, Craig.
Clearly wasn't paying no
I don't know what he was doing with all this money from the feds, but they were like, you know what? Something's this mathing. Get to the phone. They came to arrest him. He got arrested.
Yep.
Went to jail. While sitting in jail, day jail, not like big lockdown, big jail, day jail.
All his shit.
Man, I'm going to his phone and find out, I was like, wait, you're having sex with everybody's wife.
The guard goes, that's my wife.
That's my wife. Hey, Tony.
Yo, come over here.
Your girl's in here too.
Yo, that's your daughter.
It's crazy.
It is mad.
So imagine sleeping with your boss's wife. Your brother's wife, your cousin's wife, your brother's niece, your boss's niece.
Exactly. This is a ton of community people.
I think the ratio was they had 13 women working in the office and he's sleeping with 8 of them. Now I say, how the hell do they pull this off without any beef in the office?
Right. How do you all come in on the next, without so 8-day rotation?
Who
right?
gets more attention?
Yeah.
Who got more money if any money was involved? Who
comes in the following Tuesday now that he's run through 8?
No, Wednesday's yours.
Hey, but how's everybody doing?
It's a carryover.
Hey, you good?
It's crazy. One, how do we know this? Because the videos are everywhere now, right? You've seen all these women look into the camp, and they're a wide gamut. They went from like your mom types to your auntie types to a couple baddies.
Everything.
It was everything in between.
Yeah. This man.
He was on the beach. He was in his office. He's at the club, in the park,
no
in the
flavor,
car,
in days the of the car.
Yeah.
That's
it's going to get annoying because he keeps pinching his nipples and looking at the camera the whole time.
Why?
All the women knew there were cameras there.
Yes. It was all consensual. On 400 counts? That's insane,
bro. And without a rubber.
Hey, raw dog, the whole village, bro. In the guts. In the whole village's guts, dog.
You in the whole village guts?
Yo.
It's crazy.
Yo, this guy is like the Genghis Khan of Guinea, bro. He's
maybe. Them jeans. Maybe. One of the Guineas.
I don't know if they were, and I guess there was no pregnancies.
I don't know.
Nobody reported
one
on
lady
that.
Died. One lady passed away, and I think she had AIDS.
Rumor.
Not bad. Sure. But I saw a lot of videos of husbands confronting their wives.
Man, that is just...
Ooh, spicy, Craig. Yep. The lineup is, he walks up, your baby. Hi, boo. You love me, right? Yes. I do everything for you, right? I give you everything you need. I make you happy. I work hard. I provide for you. You know, I pay for your schooling and all that.
Right.
Yes. At this point, pause. You got to know something's up.
You know that he's
either asking for a threesome.
Setting up the trap right now.
Right.
And then with a straight face when he asks, did you do it? Which he already knows.
Right.
Right. You already know.
Right.
And you basically got to be like,
what are you talking about?
At the camera and was like, hi, Tony. Yo.
He's like, yo, so what's this? The look of her seeing the video, because guess what? She probably has a copy.
That's it. She'd be watching it on the low.
You don't have to, because I would have pretend to be like, wait, who's this? What is this?
They're
like,
stranger danger.
This ain't me.
Fake. And this is such a tight-knit community, Zane, that exactly what you just said does not apply, because everybody knows everybody.
How did...
You know what I mean? That's a... that. that to me is kind of the mastermind of this, is that, you know, in a city like Toronto, if you slept with 400 people, I would believe you. I would believe you.
That would be crazy.
I would say you were a fucking whore.
That would be crazy.
I'd be, you dog you, but I believe you. And chances are, chances are.
Don't dog me, Craig. Don't kick me.
Majority of these interactions would have nothing to do with one and the other, right? Mm. 100%. 100%. Over the course of time, yeah. 400 people, you can pull that off. But in this town of what I could only imagine is tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be.
Right? Never even checked the population, but legendary. Close. Yeah, that's legendary.
Now, some say that he kind of got messed up because he banged his boss's wife. Or the prime minister's wife.
Someone caught feelings is what happened.
That's what I think.
That's exactly what happened. Someone caught feelings.
Just let me go into jail. No one had to know about this. But yep. No, you had to crush my... What's the word?
Everything.
My social standing.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. Yeah, you had to bury my... Now, what's even... It gets wilder. His wife knows.
Yes.
And he's like, yo, she supports me and she's going to stand by
me. Baby.
This guy was on Twitter and shit on everybody. Like, he's like, yeah, you thought I'm going to lose my girl. I had a joke on you. I went to check his Twitter today. It's gone.
And he looks like such an innocent.
He's so derpy. Yeah. It's Craig's word. Yeah. Even I had this full talk with my lady. I'm like, babe, what's going on here? My chick's like, maybe it's the money. And I'm like, well.
They ain't getting paid.
There's no record
of it, right?
There's no record of it, right?
Yep.
But shout out to him. Now, Craig, I ask you, is this a legend move or nah?
100% goated.
Ooh.
It's legendary status. It is. It is.
That's Craig's goat.
Yo, the consent king. You got 400 plus people to consent. Had it on tape.
Yeah.
Basically just flexed it on everybody.
Everywhere and anywhere.
And at the same time, broke only one heart, maybe, out of 400.
Your wife's?
Insane. Nah, she supported him, dog. There was
She was rolling. He fine, too.
Okay, the population of Guinea is a lot more than I thought. Yeah, so I do apologize to our listeners.
Yeah.
14 million.
Damn. So maybe that is still wiling.
Yes.
Yeah. So Equatorial Guinea is probably a aspect of Guinea.
Yeah, but so right? Okay, a million people, maybe?
Yeah, so it's like the Brooklyn. It's like the Scarborough, right? That's all they need.
That is nuts. I did not know
that. Literally.
That is.
That's a lot of nuts.
Bro, you are legendary.
That's a high sec drive, bro.
You are
a
legend.
Because I'm thinking about, as a man, you have to be on some, ladies, clear out. Let me tell you some shit. You have to be almost on some sinister-ass thing to just,
to be at what point, like that.
To just be that hunger.
Right. And that, like, did the same thing work every time? Because again, like, yeah, you could pull it off once. Yeah, you pull it off twice. Yeah, you pull it off five. Eventually, it's getting stale.
That's what I'm at. That's what I'm
thinking. Pick up on that and be like, hey, you tried that on Sheila last week, bro. I ain't falling for that.
Nah, Derek, come in here. You're getting it too.
So, lady one passed on the pipe game to lady two, passed on the pipe game to lady three. And the man got it.
You want that down payment for the car? Go see him.
Go to his office right now.
Yeah, he's fine.
Any fucking work done? That's what I need to know, man. If his spreadsheets are all 100% up to date,
he stole all the money. You know, I'm fucking everybody.
Yeah, facts.
Derek, did you know about this? Craig, you're getting fired.
Oh, I'm gone.
Yeah, you're 100%. Gone. Okay, I'm cleaning house.
100%.
This can't be cool, you guys.
Yeah, there's only one person that's safe, and that's like
the janitor is like, yo. Been trying to tell y'all.
Seen a lot when I'm cleaning up. Yeah,
seen a lot, man. Fuck. Speaking of janitors, I found out that women got to pay for like tampons and shit in washrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like a vending machine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's what a girl told me. Because
the conversation
came up of washroom
at etiquette. A bar?
No.
Clubs?
School.
Oh, really?
I don't know where they were, but the fact that she mentioned that, we're going to take it on her word.
True.
And I'm like, yo, thank God I don't know what the fuck's in a woman washroom looks like.
All right.
She's like, or maybe you do. I was like, chill out. But this conversation came up because the stall rule, urinal rule.
Yeah.
You go with a guy. It's an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
When you go in and there's five stalls.
Okay.
And three people.
Yep. Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Closest to the door. If it depends. It depends. Because again, this is very mathematical what you've just broken down.
Because you're not going to.
So you're saying it's an odd amount of stalls. Yeah. Let's break it down that way. Five stalls.
Not stalls, urinals.
Yes. Three people.
Yeah, three people.
So there's
two together.
One's in the middle.
Yeah.
One's on the right. One's on the left.
Right.
Far left.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you, in that scenario, two available urinals, one being the second.
And the one with the stall
the
wall.
Fourth.
Yeah.
And wall. Fourth. No, that's the fifth. That's taken.
No, he's,
oh,
yeah? Yeah, he's in.
Why are these guys together?
Yeah. Good question. Yeah. No one ever asked that. One or two together. One or two, shoulder to shoulder.
No.
Stall number three is free.
Okay.
He's in stall number four.
Okay.
He's in urinal. He's peeing in urinal number four.
Number four.
Urinal number five is with him and the stall.
Okay, so which ones are taken up here?
It'll be stall one. Two and three.
Okay,
one and two, and four.
So doors closed. One, two, and four. Damn.
I'm thinking five because five would probably be just him on one side.
You go by five.
And the stall door.
You don't take the middle.
Versus where the middle is
it's
on either side.
That's no man's land.
Or you go to the washroom. You go to the toilet.
Nah.
Pee in the toilet.
No. Urinal's fine. It's okay. It's a universally accepted rule.
Sink it is.
I'm telling you, if there's three in that equation, there is stall one, stall three, and stall five. And in case you take stall two, that is man etiquette.
Right? I've seen guys pee while on the phone and going through TikTok and shit.
No way.
I find that weird.
Yeah, I don't. At a social event?
You can, just get off your phone. You're taking a piss.
Yeah, if I'm taking a piss. Yeah,
you one with your dick. To scroll through these things,
not
right?
Not down.
I've taken a lot of note of people's scrolling habits. Everywhere I go, like even when I just work at a new environment, what the bigwigs do, you just see them just scroll,
just casually,
scroll. People going crazy, man. The stall check, and guys, we don't talk in the washroom. We rarely do. Rarely, unless it's somebody
unless
you know you're picking a joint.
Unless
rarely do.
Yeah.
Apparently, girls talk in the washrooms a lot.
Yeah, that's a whole different scenario.
Yeah, they hang out.
Whole different.
They rock out.
No, whole different. Yeah. Ladies in there, it's a separate party going on in there. You can make a best friend in there overnight. Not one man is going to make a damn friend in that fucking stall right there.
It's like, yo, you know your pH balance is off, Frankie.
Try to get in there.
Clear that up.
Like asparagus, bro.
Cranberry.
Try to get in and get the fuck on out. Oh my God.
Craig, speaking of getting the fuck on out, I think it's time for us to get out of here, man.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah.
We got more coming up for y'all soon. We got American Thanksgiving coming up. We've got Veterans Day, if I'm not mistaken.
Shout out to the veterans.
Shout out to all the vets out there.
We had our Veterans Day.
We had a Remembrance Day.
Now I had to talk about the Christmas tree.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, Craig's not going to have it, guys. Craig said the veterans should have.
I did it.
Some breathing room.
I did it 2 days ago.
Wow.
2 days ago.
That's terrible. No. We did it 2 days.
No,
that's what you got to say.
No.
Everything's up?
Everything's good. Everything's done.
Elf in the shelf?
No, I'm not doing that. That's for kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not, no, nothing over the fireplace. My mom said,
no elf on the shelf. I can do what I want.
My daughter said, Dad, we need to get ornaments. And then my mom called me a day later and she's like, you have tons. I'm saying, yo, I want all those old.
Send me that entire.
Yeah, give me the knitted ones.
Project I have.
Yeah, the ones that are all half porcelain where it's like they're antiques. I like those.
Oh, man.
Project. I remember that one. I used to hate that. My kid would have like a stick figure, but it's like in the lollipop sticks or the ice cream sticks.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the shit off the tree. So bad.
See, you literally talked about the veterans for 30 seconds.
We're all guilty.
Yeah, we actually
I have a poppy. I just took it off today.
Good,
it was out of my bag. I got stabbed like 10 times.
Yeah,
I need to get a pin. They need to make Veterans Day a holiday so we can go out and they should make hanging out with veterans mandatory for school students.
Yeah,
like
be
a part
pretty,
of as a service, like community service hours, you have to because I just feel they get left in the dust. The government don't talk shit about them. They just use them for props and they come out and remember the time when you died.
You almost kind of force people into it, which is not the way it should be. But here's the problem with that is that mainly we respect World War II right now, right? In this current day.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah,
the other ones.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, out of any living veterans, World War II is.
It's in where we had the biggest role.
Canada's conflict.
Going back to Canada first, eh?
Right? So they're a dying breed, man. And, you know, there's probably within the next 5 years, a lot of the survivors are going to pass away, unfortunately. And I hope that the history doesn't get lost within that because then you search for a new identity. Well, now what are we saluting?
When there's
tons of conflict, tons of people defending this country to this day, that you should not forget about.
I think it's time for them to, well, focus the spotlight on people. It's going to be like, yo, he served in the Bosnian War. It's going to be just like stuff like that where it's like very obscure battlefields and stuff, right?
And I don't want to make too much fun of it, but, you know, 10 years is going to be like, and he keeps the tanks in perfect running condition because no conflict.
I would like a tank.
Yeah, it'd be dope. Please, please. yeah, we got Christmas coming up. Just give me top three on your wish list this year.
Of things that I want?
Yeah.
I don't want nothing, Craig.
Good answer.
Oh, no, lying.
Ah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
The fucking treadmill.
Oh, the walking treadmill.
Yeah, but like for big boys, something that can hold.
Okay, fair enough.
Hold
fair
something enough. Over skinny white girl and her man Craig.
Did you not?
Because I walked into Craig's house and I'm like, "Yo, you got one?" I was so pissed.
Yo.
And I'm like, "How do you feel?" Craig's like, "I put it at the couch so she doesn't die."
That's it. That just so you got something to hang on to, just in case, you know, 7 kilometers gets a little intense, right? Okay, but
I think that was
you weren't forced to like say I
a Mercedes Benz GLE 450 coupe. Yeah.
Damn.
That's my shit.
Okay.
That's my...
okay. Reaching for the stars here. I like it. Wow.
What about yourself?
I love how
it's like, I'm not getting that. Okay. I just fucked up. I'm not getting it.
Well, I already know what you're getting. I already know what you're getting. That's okay.
I'm not getting any of those things, guys.
I already know what you're thinking. Don't worry.
Holy shit.
I got.
What do you want, Craig?
My top three, what I put down, put a gaming mouse.
What does that even mean? Like the ones that are like,
it's one of those like RGB mouses
with lights up in blue.
Yeah, it's just super like
gaming mouses. Yeah. All right, gaming mouse.
Put a gaming mouse. I put
is the tech better in a gaming mouse than a standard mouse?
Supposed to be, but nah, it's
just no one's ever reviewed.
The lights. I just want to look cool in front of all my friends.
When they come over, they go pick up my controller.
I put a LED whiskey decanter, a liquor decanter. So it's a
I don't know what a decanter
it's
is.
It's an empty glass.
I'm upset because I shouldn't.
It's just an empty glass bottle.
Yeah.
But they come in different shapes and sizes. A decanter is when you take your name brand insert alcohol and you pour it into a fancy glass.
Ooh,
fancy
I got bottle. Tons of those.
Yes, you do. I can see.
That's some weirdo ones.
And what I found is one that lights up. And it's got this epic, like, it has holders for the glasses that light up, and it lights up the whiskey or the liquor.
It said Molson Canadian.
It looks ill. Like, I want that.
Oh, okay. You already told the lady?
Yeah.
You like...
Yeah. Yeah.
And okay.
The third thing, I just pick, like, a fitted. I got to go with a fitted for Christmas. It's not Christmas if I'm not getting a fitted of some sort. You know what I mean? So, but I picked a specific one, so...
A decanter.
Yeah.
I don't want much things, Craig.
I'm the same way, bro. And I struggle to come up with those ideas.
I'm more about the vibe. Yeah. I'm about maybe I might do something with my boy's house.
Nice.
Where the guys, they get together and we're just cooking whatever. And
that's it. I told the wifey, I said, you know the stuff I really want?
All the wifeys are gone. All the wifeys went back home, so they're just going to be the guys.
Oh, that's even better.
My buddies, we're all like,
that's even
just
better.
Us and the kids are left behind. Feeling, bro. The women be leaving us. They don't need us anymore.
But yeah, no, Christmas to me is about fam. It's about friends. It's about thanking each other, reflecting on the year that you've had leading up to the new year. So
Christmas songs on the radio yet? Not yet.
East not Atlanta yet. Santa, I've been playing. I bumped it on.
No, Sunday. I mean like.
Oh, if you go into a store, no, but not on the radio.
Not yet. Guys, there's something. It is a nice feeling when you're listening on the radio and there's a Christmas
song. Sky lit up fucking beds. What color? What color? It's got to be black, no?
That too, I thought about. I can't choose. I like midnight blue,
ooh.
But it's also a weird color.
No, that's nice. Black dope badges, not chrome. Chrome that bitch up.
No, not chrome.
Okay, just stock factory, like brush.
Yeah, but it's something sexy.
All right.
Yeah, I don't.
Classy.
Kick writing it down.
That's classy. With a navy blue bow on it, fam.
No, I'm full disclosure. I was really close to getting.
Damn.
Yeah. I was really like, was going
to
be.
It's hard to pull that trigger though.
I was like, yo, but I said, you know what? There's other things I need to take care of first before I do this. But I did say, and I did put it out in the universe. I need a luxury. I need it for myself.
I got to ride in style.
I need something. Yeah. And it's weird. It's weird. I don't, people are like, why are you spending money on that? I'm like, yeah, that's
bro,
fine.
What you like.
And everybody, you know what's funny? Everybody get to do them except me.
Right. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
I have an opinion now. Nah, Christmas is about you, everybody out there. Like, it is not about...
Yeah, Christmas party. Guys, I'm trying to have Craig to do something. Craig's like, nah.
It's not going to be a party.
Oh, hey, you're going to have some. That's good.
I'm thinking of having a function, but it's not an odd time. It's after Christmas because the schedule this year is so fucked up.
You're like, no, so it's not happening then. It might not happen.
It might not happen.
It might not happen.
It's
potential. The best thing is when you and your girl's on the same wavelength of canceling some shit. It's just, like, yo, when you and your girl cancel something together, like, it's the best.
What do we do now?
Nothing at all. Hit the couch.
Order the pizza.
When you guys decide to, like, yo, fuck the world. We're not doing shit today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
oh, my God.
All I can say to y'all out there, you know, get your winter tires on. It's my year of the PSA for 3 years now. It feels good.
Yeah.
Feels
good. I never do.
I haven't yet either.
Wow. But you already got your tires on stock. You already got them set aside, right?
Or
you
got I got them set. Yeah.
Good to go.
Do your shopping on Black Friday. I'm excited to do almost virtually zero shopping in the mall this year. I have one thing
Black
that I'm going
to
get.
No Black Friday for me this year. I think I'm going to purposely, just organizing myself, and I figured I'm probably don't need to blow a wallet now. So I'm just feeling.
I did like the early Black Friday stuff already, but.
Yeah? That basket fill up, eh?
I've got stuff in the cart, but yeah. My computer ate shit, and we won't turn this into a long one. My computer ate shit real quick. It turned out to be a super easy problem to fix, which my boy walked me through. Thank you for that.
That is your life, though, Craig.
But at that moment, I had been waiting for it to give me a reason. Just give me a reason to
put
try to get stuff.
To it.
You know what I mean? Almost. And super simple problem. But by the time I fixed it, my mind was made up getting a new computer. I've been wanting this for a while. It's not the top of the line, but it's mine. You know?
This is your luxury for yourself.
Yep. And now with my boys, a couple of them being more in depth with tech and computers.
Let's make you one.
Right. So to something like that. But I told my boy, I will text you and I will send you the links before I buy anything.
Yeah.
I will just give you that respect because you're the guru and I don't want to get ripped off.
Everything's going to be meh.
Right.
Yes. I'm like, it's all right, I guess.
So the day came. I texted him what I was about to do, and he said, nah, fuck that. He said, you need to go snipe out something on Marketplace. Go meet up with a sketchy stranger.
Oh,
just do
classic.
It. And I did, and it worked out. There was a lot of headaches, panicked like a motherfucker some way throughout the process.
Could have called me, man.
But I'm happy that I did it now. So.
So you got your laptop?
I got my computer.
How is it?
Great.
Nice.
Super lucky. Super lucky.
Great
saved
price.
A good amount of money. Yep.
What?
Great price. Headache, a lot of panic attacks leading up to it, and that's for different reasons. It was getting the product, getting the PC, making sure it was good, being that I'm not super technical with that shit.
In other words, you don't open up a brick inside the box.
Yep, not super tech savvy with it.
Yeah.
Then setting it up, making sure everything worked.
To your liking, yeah.
There was a lot of panics along the way because my boy kind of Miyagi'd me where he gave me the basics. But he is like, yeah, you'll figure it out. You're a smart guy. I'm not the one, bro.
Just factory settings.
Bro. Oh, man. There was a moment where I was straight up fucking man-childing, bro. I said to the wife, I said, I'm going to put this computer back on fucking Marketplace. I will return everything.
Never let your girl know you had a bad buy. Because she's going to be quiet when she's like.
Oh, she looked at me like, you fucking nerd. I hope you will.
No, she's like, that serves you right.
100%.
I told you not to go.
100%.
No, yo, you can't let her know.
Sorry.
Because you couldn't have had your frustration.
Yeah.
Because you wanted somebody to be like, feel sorry for me.
Yeah, all right, babe. It's all right. No, bro. Struggle and a half. But Christmas is about wants and not needs, you know, and just be thankful for what you get regardless. Yeah,
be
you know,
thankful.
There's a lot of people out there that aren't as fortunate. But again, that's something we can discuss at a later date because we still have another episode or two coming up before that time does come. It is episode 77 of The Hidden Six. You can find us on all streaming platforms at The Hidden Six. Spell it out. Tell a friend. THEHIDDENSIX. Episode 77 is in the books. We'll catch y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.